We are running here on Sports Talk. I'm Scott Fady with Matt Daniels. Thanks for being along. Got you till 6. Tomorrow on the show, we will continue our Big Ten opponent preview for Illinois football. Mike Grimm from the Golden Gopher Radio Network will be our guest from the Twin Cities up there in Minnesota. Also, we'll talk with Tim Turner from Central High School. But right now, it's a man entering his 25th, is that right, Scott Hamilton? Your 25th season coaching at Unity? Oh, how about how's that for an anticlimactic? Now I've put you on the air, Scott. Is this your 25th? This is my first day. Is this your 25th year?
It is, yep. Starting 25 years at Unity, 27 overall.
Wow, that is fantastic. And what's keeping you going? What's keeping you going in all this? Besides the fame and fortune.
it's all of that. No, you know what? It's I love the ability to work with a bunch of young guys and try to put the pieces together and try to find a way to, put the square pegs in the round holes and try to get it all figured out so that, we can see the fruits of that all on Saturdays and Fridays and, just enjoy the process.
Well, you're coming off a year where you had a lot of seniors and you lose Stephen Miggett, but you've been down this road before, so how do you approach a year when you kind of rebuild's the wrong word, because I don't mean that in the win-loss way, because you had a 9-2 year last year, but new guys have to step up. What's your approach as a coach there?
I think we've always tried to really focus our program off of seniors and senior leadership. And, I think that when you do that, or at least our experience is when you do that, those seniors really know what to expect and they know how to carry on that tradition and what's expected in the program. And, although this year we probably got a little more turnover than most, we still got a group of seniors who's hungry and who knows what it takes to go through this. And, we've leaned on them a lot. And, I think the only thing that we're missing is just, seeing how these guys perform when the bright lights shine on Friday night and the popcorn's popping and, how they'll do, when that. And, we've talked to them a lot about, it's one thing to do this in practice, but it's another thing to do it. So we try to put them in some pressure situations and make things a little more difficult in practice.
Scott Hamilton is our guest, the head coach of the Unity Rockets in Tolono.
Hey, Scott, it's Matt Daniels. Good to hear from you, and best of luck to you and your team this season. Just what's it like on a Friday night at Hicks Field in Tolono at all?
Yeah, it's a neat place to be. We've been very fortunate over my time here to have a very loyal fan base. Some fans that, not only at Hicks Field, but they seem to find the way all over the place. And, through the 25 years that I've been here, this group of fans is, we've pretty well traveled the entire state and then some. And, mm-hmm. This community just has been very supportive of everything that we've done and, and more, most importantly, supportive of the kids and our program.
If you could go back in time, since, it's the 25th year for you at Unity, I'm sure you'll get asked this a lot this season. Just what was the 1994 Scott Hamilton like compared to the 2018 Scott Hamilton?
I was a little more fiery. It's interesting because I've got some younger guys on our staff that played for me, earlier when I was younger, and they, mm-hmm. one of the first things they always tell me is, "Well, you've really mellowed out a lot. You yelled at us a lot more." I've got the luxury of having a great staff, and many of them have been with me for a really long time, and I think probably one of the biggest differences, I have so much trust with the guys that I've surrounded myself with that I can truly trust and don't have to do as many things. And I think that we're a lot better for that from the fact that I just got so many guys that, that know we're all in this together. We're all on the same page. And, you know, it just makes it a lot more fun when you're, you know, these are all my best buddies that I'm coaching with. So, you know, so not only do I get to do something I love to do, I get to do it with a group of guys that I love being around. And I think that's kind of what makes our staff pretty special.
Scott Hamilton with us here on Sports Talk. He's the head football coach of the Union Rockets heading into his 25th season. Never a sub-500 year under his leadership down there in Unity. And the last time less than 9 wins was the 2013-14 season. Scott, do other coaches come to you? Well, let me ask you this way. If other coaches come to you and say, hey, how do I get to where you are with my program, what kind of advice do you offer? What do you think is key ingredients that other programs could take from you?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, having, you know, once again, I go back to our coaching staff. I think you have to surround yourself with guys that have a lot of the same interests you have and the same desires. And once you can get that, you get a core group of guys on your staff that are all bought in and doing the same thing. I think that's a really good place to start. You know, for us, the bottom line for us is that everything with us starts in the weight room. You know, not only for the strength, you know, and trying to get our kids strong, but for injury prevention, for just that camaraderie. And when you're working hard and you're working hard next to the guy next to you. And, you know, I often tell guys that, you know, people talk about they have struggles to get kids in the weight room. And, you know, our weight room hours for the summer, we start at 3 o'clock. And if I'm not there by 10 till 3, I got a line out the door waiting. And, you know, so those are kind of probably two of the main things that we try to build things around and, you know, just to kind of keep that success. And then, you know, from an X's and O's standpoint, I think it's really important just to have a philosophy that you believe in and stick to it.
And your X's and O's, I would think at this point, are kind of known by opponents. I mean, not specific plays and when you're going to run them, but schemes and your style, but yet it still works. Do you feel like the system is really strong, or is it more execution and technique and that weight room?
I think it's some of that, but I also think that I've been very fortunate to have some really, really good players and players that have really bought into what we're doing. And, you know, we got a little saying that sometimes the Jimmies are better than the Joes, and it's always nice to have the Jimmies. And, you know, we've been very, very fortunate here to have some great football players. And, you know, that group that we graduated had some, you know, we've got, you know, 6 or 7 kids playing collegiately with mm-hmm. that group. And, you know, we've had kids that, you know, from all my time that have just been really, really good football players. And I know this, when my guys are good, when our players are good, I look a lot smarter, you know. And, you know, so, you know, first and foremost, you got to give all these kids credit. They buy into what we do. They work their tails off for mm-hmm. us. You know, they play really, really hard for our program. And you know, we talk about this a lot, but, you know, I always go back to 94 mm-hmm. when I talk about things and, you know, what that first group of seniors did by selling out to for a young guy and kind of getting this whole thing started. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's all about those guys. And I've always said that if, you know, if we ever get the opportunity to win that last game, the first group I'll thank is that group from 94.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Who are some key senior leaders, key contributors that fans can look forward to watching out of your team this year, Scott?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants to focus in on our quarterback, and Evan Meebach will be back. You know, he played some corner for us, played a couple games when Steven was injured last year. He'll play quarterback for us. You know, we return David Martin. He played a lot of defense for us. So he'll be a two-way player for us this year.
Okay.
Levi Williams is kind of a standout track athlete for mm-hmm. us that'll start out a wide receiver for us. So he's kind of a name that, you know, that some guys have heard.
Yeah.
you know. But it'll start. You know, we've continued to improve up front. You know, the biggest thing we have to try to challenge ourselves with this year is we just lost some awfully big offensive linemen that played mm-hmm. a lot of games yeah. for us, and that's kind of where we're trying to put the pieces together right now. And so, if that group up front on both sides of the ball can do a good job, I think we can be pretty successful.
Scott Hamilton starting his 25th campaign with the Unity Rockets against Illinois Valley Central a week from tomorrow. And they'll also have a game in Memorial Stadium as well against Olympia on that Saturday where Illinois, the Saturday after Illinois plays on a Friday night. Hey, Scott, we really appreciate your time as always. Congrats on making it to 25, and here's to another 25 after that.
Well, how about we just get through this one first? So, hey, I appreciate you guys having us, and I appreciate you taking time to talk high school football.
Yeah, no problem.
Scott.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott.